Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
America's Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free. 877-969-8600. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Well, as I said at the top of hour number one this morning, there's a dichotomy about living in California. My local news sort of put that into perspective for me earlier this morning. When I turned on the local news to see that LAX was completely backed up. Up near the big letters that say LAX, and I've actually been snarled in that before, obviously in the past, so I don't envy those people, but it was just bumper to bumper all the way out, you know, just a lot of traffic. But on the flip side, so that's one of the things about living in California, trying to get to LAX. But the other thing on the flip side is that In-N-Out Burger just celebrated 75 years in California. So we have In-N-Out Burger. So that's kind of the opposite spectrums here, to live in California or not to live in California. Welcome back to the program, everybody, folks. It's hour number three. Kyle Warren with you, and we're glad to be with you this morning. Don't forget, our telephone number is 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959 if you'd like to call in and be part of the program this morning. If you have a question for me or for our guest who's holding patiently on the line, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And, of course, folks, if you're working across the overnights, if you're driving a big rig, if you're making deliveries, if you're in law enforcement, first responder, whatever it is that you're doing out there, we're glad that you're there. We're glad that you've chosen to spend some time with us. And, of course, you can hear us on our flagship station of AM 860 The Answer there in Tampa, Florida. And also, we're up on the satellite with GCN Network, and if you want to go to GCNLive.com, you can pick up the live stream of the program there. So once again, 949-822-7959, and also, if you want to send us a direct message, we'll see it during the program here, head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my home website, my podcast website. And you can send me a direct message there. Simply click on the link, send Kyle a direct message. All right, well, let's get directly back to our good friend and our regular contributor, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning, indeed. Well, again, all this becomes very ominous because of the potentiality here. But what do you see? Are there any off-ramps? I mean, we know people are calling for ceasefires, these different protesters and so forth, but what are the off-ramps here, if any?
None.
That's pretty direct and pretty blatant, absolutely. I think you're right about that. That's the scary part.
We have to deal with Iran once and for all, and I think there's, as I said before we went to break, there's a lot of things that we can do that are not, uniform military personnel. And I think that we ought to really start considering some of these things in a big way. I don't think the National Security Council, who's ever on Biden's National Security Council, or those over at the Pentagon are doing any justice to peace, much less to the United States. I just don't. I was actually thinking real hard about this last night. Reagan talked about the axis of evil. We have an expanded axis of evil right now, and we're really not doing anything about it. We're just paying money out there to, for people to behave. They're gladly taking the money, and they're not behaving.
Indeed, indeed. Also, by the way, Mark sent me a message during the break. I really appreciate your message, Mark. I agree with you 100%. Thank you. That sort of made my day. I really appreciate it. So, Denise, we do have a caller holding on the line. Would you like to take a quick call?
Please.
Okay, here we go. Line two, you're on the air. Good morning and welcome. And what's your name and where are you calling from?
Good morning. Mary from St. Petersburg.
Good morning, Mary.
I got a direct line. Sorry. For Denise, I was just wondering what she thought about what the man, if she heard the previous man calling from Riverside. I think he gave a great history of what is going on in Israel. And talking about our CIA over there from years ago, I thought that was very interesting what he was talking about. If Denise didn't hear it, could you please recap it, Kyle, and see what she thinks about it? Thank you.
Well, thanks, Mary and St. Pete. We appreciate your call very much. Well, Denise, did you hear the call by any chance?
No, I didn't. I'll recap it for me.
Yeah, in a nutshell, I think it has to do with Netanyahu was precipitated to keep him from being put in jail. Hamas works for the CIA, and so on. It seems to it. I don't know if it really comports with what we know, but what do you think?
I will say that previously CIA has gone inside terror cells for sure, or they have hired operatives to do that. Presently, I would say, however, we have a completely inert, idle, stupid CIA.
Don't mince words. What do you really think about
it? I really believe that. I mean, I've got two or three friends that are former CIA that I communicate with fairly regularly, and they are so disgusted. We don't have any operations that are going on. Let's not forget that under the Obama administration, he told the CIA to get all of their operatives out of there, out of China, because China hacked us. Office of Management and Budget. They found out who we hired,
right,
who our CIA people are, and they started coming up missing in China. Our operatives.
Interesting. Well, hold that thought, Denise, because we're coming right back after this quick break, everybody. We have a lot more to tell you about, a lot more to talk about. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite rejoins, that's for sure. Just celebrate another day of living, of life. I gotta tell you folks, that is very cool indeed. And that's what we're doing here on the program. And of course, we've got you coming along with us. We're very glad about that, by the way. We're very glad to hear from you. We're glad when we get the direct messages. We're glad when we get your telephone calls. And there's been a lot of great interaction that's been going on this program, and I really, really appreciate it. And I got to tell you, it's the greatest job in the world, I'll tell you that much. And somebody else who has another great job in the world, all the things that she's able to, I don't even know how you do it, Denise. You're able to sort of take all this stuff and distill it and coalesce it. I don't even know when you might even take a break ever, but we're glad to have you back with us. Denise Simon, everybody, Kyle Warren with you, of course, and welcome back, Denise.
Thanks. I have to kind of shed off some of the normal stuff that's out there that is in the headlines. It's getting to the point where it's just noise. You have to kind of get to stay with the bird's eye view all the time, and you see things very differently. So,
well, that's right. That's right. Because, you know, it was very ominous when I asked you earlier about the off ramps, and you said, well, there are none. Is there an inevitability here? For example, a northern front with Hezbollah, the Iranian foreign minister saying basically, if you don't lighten up in Gaza, that's what's going to be in the offing. It just seems like, you know, there's no way out on this, because you have such a horrible sentiment going against Israel now all over the world to some degree.
All over the world.
Yeah.
Absolutely all over the world. And, you know, I will tell you again that Moscow's got their fingerprints all over this. You know, Putin just met again with President Xi, And they're working very hard to hurt us militarily and financially. And I would argue financially is probably the worst part of it all. You know, the leadership of Hamas was in Moscow in September, the most underreported event that I think yet that tells you everything you know. So where was the CIA? Where was Western intelligence that was following this? They're inert. Either that or they know it and they just sort of dismiss it because everybody's concentrating on climate change.
Because that is the biggest problem we have right now, right?
Yeah, the existential threat, you know, is MAGA, and climate change.
That's right. And it's worse than nuclear war, evidently, as well.
Yeah, precisely.
Well, you know, even just the mention of that, Denise, you know, obviously Israel has nuclear weapons. This is part and parcel of what we've seen now, obviously, over the last many decades. But and again, I'm not trying to be sort of flip about this whole thing. But, you know, this starts to read like a Tom Clancy novel that, you know, eventually Israel just says enough is enough. We're going to attack Iran in some big way. Or if something else really bad happens, we're going to defend ourselves using nukes. You know, none of this seems to be so fantastical that it could never happen.
There's a lot of weapons that are pretty serious weapons that the West has, including the United States, although we don't have a hypersonic weapon. We have one in development. You know, there's some other very interesting things that the West can do in cadence with each other. Short of nuclear weapons. And, you know, I mentioned EMP a minute ago. We have some pretty interesting things in space. But I also say that we can go to cyber. And I think, you know, hybrid warfare is what China has been doing for a long time, and we have the abilities to do the very same thing, and we're not. The question is why? We have the most risk-averse administration I think I've ever seen, short of the way it was under Obama. Now, you know, Trump took some interesting risks. A lot of people forget that it was a big, huge risk to go see one of our largest or biggest nemesis, not the biggest, but one of them, and that was Kim Jong-un in North Korea. That was huge. And I'm not sure what was necessarily gained by that, but nonetheless, that was a big risk. He took out al-Baghdadi. He took out Qasem Soleimani. Those were two big, huge deals. Another big, huge risk was when Israel, in black operations, took out the top nuclear scientist in Iran, Moshe Fakhrizadeh Mahabadi. So there are those abilities that are out there. Now, Russia just put in prison yet another journalist. And this has become a normal tactic. That doesn't mean that the United States cannot, in a lot of places, start arresting people. I'm not saying just to do it for fun, but, I mean, we have a lot of people out there that are, in fact, criminals, and that we can arrest them, detain them, and, you know, start playing some of the same kinds of games. You know, we're just risk averse. We don't want to do anything to upset world order. World order is upset. It's completely imploded. And
You're right. Yeah, it has imploded, and it's almost as if it's risk averse to, I don't know, infuriating the terror groups or infuriating Tehran. You know what? Why are they so timid when it comes to this?
Because we're not prepared for what could come back. Okay,
mm-hmm.
we haven't. There's something kind of like called what CIA and the Pentagon calls preparing the battlefield. We're not prepared. We've got a wide open border, completely wide open, but yet we've got all these other operatives here in the United States either that need to go. And I would argue if we pull the trigger, no pun intended, on one particular operation, does that turn on the green light for other operatives that are already here, including, I might add, those that are on the terror list or Chinese operatives or something else? Now, I'm not a fan of 60 Minutes, never have been, but I had it on last night where it automatically came on between football games. And the leaders of the Five Eyes, New Zealand, Australia, Britain, United States, and Canada, we're all on a round table having a discussion about the biggest threat. And bar none, all of them said that it was China. What are we doing about China? I mean, it was really, it wasn't enough. I didn't get enough out of it. I had like a whole bunch of other questions because I think that Pelly's an idiot over there at 60 Minutes, but that's my opinion. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you that with what Christopher Wray said, and you can say what you want about Christopher Wray, but I think he's got this right when it comes to China, it almost makes me wonder I'd like to ask, when was the last time that Christopher Wray had a long face-to-face with the National Security Council and Biden himself? Because what Christopher Wray said about China and in cadence with the others members of the Five Eyes, is completely contrary to what this White House is doing. I mean, it's remarkable.
Well, indeed. And as a matter of fact, one of the warnings or one of the statements, I believe, is that, there can be lone actors, as they described it, lone actors right in this country who might try to do something target of opportunity in response to what's happening in Israel. So we're right back, folks, right where we were before, and that is see something, say something. You know, if something seems out of place, it's better to let the authorities know and run it down. And if it's innocuous, fine. But if it's something that we could catch, that would be huge.
Well, I'm very disappointed in our national security agencies. I can't even begin to tell you how disgusted I am with them all. But I think I'm disgusted with them because they don't have the right marching orders. I don't think that they have been managed the way they need to be managed. They're managed for the sake of helping Biden and the Democrats and the those types survive.
Yeah, it's all political, in other words.
Yes.
All right, Denise Simon, hold on there real quick. We're coming back with more with Denise Simon right on the other side of the break. Stay right there.
Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. The U.S. is stepping up its military presence in the Middle East, including air defense systems. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the U.S. is taking steps to avoid a broader regional conflict. Blinken noted that includes making sure the U.S. can effectively defend our people if Iran tries to escalate the Israelis' war with Hamas. The chair of the House Intelligence Committee is making it clear that being without a speaker is not delaying USAID to Israel.
Looks like it'll be about 2 weeks before that package comes out, and certainly we all hope we'll have a speaker by then.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Ohio Republican Mike Turner says the Senate is taking up the $105 billion aid package for Israel, Ukraine, Taiwan, and the U.S. southern border. President Biden and Pope Francis are discussing the conflict in the Middle East. The two leaders spoke about the latest developments in Israel and Gaza. Dave Collins, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Yes, Kyle Warren with you. Great pleasure to be with you as we race across your radio dial in the overnight hours all across America. 949-822-7959. That is the number if you'd like to call in and opine. You can go to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you'd like to leave us a direct message that we'll see here during the program. If it's a question for me or even for our guest, of course, our special guest, our regular contributor, Denise Simon. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. You know, actually, we got a caller hanging on the line. Let's go ahead and bring the caller in and find out what they'd like to talk about. All right, caller, you are on the line, and what's your name and where are you calling from?
I guess I must be Mary Pete again, but I guess you're playing producer tonight, Mr. Kyle. Thank you so much. I noticed on the Motown records across the AM band, a lot of the music in the background and the vocals is missing. I don't know if anybody else noticed it, but I think somebody is monkeying around with the AM bands, which is important. But anyway, just saying, a lot of that music is missing because I know it by heart. I'm almost 70. For Denise, I got to tell you, I think the biggest threat to the world is the World Economic Forum. Nobody looks at that and talks about it, and the COVID pandemic 201 exercise that these people are saying, these are the people that want to kill you. 2 billion, get the world's population down to 55, 100,000, whatever, but they honestly feel there's too many people on Earth. So in proof, Tyson Foods is now going to be producing insects for human consumption, which is crazy. But these people want to kill you. that, to me, is the biggest threat to the world's population. The World Economic Forum. What do you think? Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. Yeah, what do you think, Denise? I don't want any bugs. Do you want any bugs?
No, and I don't want, you know, lab-grown meat either.
Well, and only because 30 years from now we'll find out nobody should have ever eaten lab-grown meat, right? I mean, it takes time. Yeah, and, you know, just, I don't know. You've got to send it through some testing first.
You know, the World Economic Forum is in the leadership in all of these, you know, G7, G8, G20s, Gs, whatevers. You know, they're all the same. And, you know, we complain about, you know, the Republicans. Well, you've got conservatives, then you got Republicans, then you got libertarians, and they're all different regardless of what, and the same thing with, you know, these world leaders. So, I mean, you know, we're not going to agree with Germany, and we're not going to agree with France, and we're not going to, especially those in Latin America, we got big problems with, too. So, it's, you know, we have no equilibrium globally, and we certainly don't have it domestically, which brings up the point that we don't have any leadership in the House. And I pretty well decided that when it comes to having a speaker, we're just going to have to say anybody that's existing in the House of Representatives is not qualified to be a speaker. They're not going to get 217 votes. So I think we're going to have to go outside and find a speaker. So I'll throw some names out there just for fun. Somebody like Jim DeMint, who used to be president of the Heritage Foundation. He had been in Congress before. He is now the founder of the Conservative Partnership for the Senate. And I think he might be a good possibility. Another one might be Pam Bondi, Mike Huckabee, Ken Cuccinelli, Harmeet Dillon, Monica Crowley. So I think those are all hardline conservatives that all have a very good chance of getting 217 votes. So I'm just throwing that out there. Well, your listeners may have a fit with some of my names.
Well, but still, but you got to start somewhere. I mean, there's, you know, what is it, November? Is it November the 18th?
Where, yeah. I mean, the government shuts down.
Yeah.
Let's do a straw poll on the Republicans in the House and see whose names, you know, throw some names in there and see what happens. You know, who bubbles to the top.
Well, how about Newt Gingrich? Some people have said, well, you know, he knew how to do this job before, but I don't know that he would take it per se.
I don't think he would.
No.
I don't think he would at all.
And I think the Trump, you know, that was floated before, but I don't think Donald Trump would. I don't see that there's really an upside to him, you know, coming in and being speaker.
No, yeah. There's way too much baggage there, and you know, I don't think he would necessarily want to leave a presidential campaign to go deal with that nonsense.
Well, exactly. It's definitely a conundrum at this point. Now, in the absence of bringing somebody in from the outside, which may be the only way to go, who knows? But in the absence of that, how successful do you think Hakeem Jeffries and the Democrats will be to sort of get their way to have, I guess what they call, and I don't even know what they really mean by this, the bipartisan path forward? What's that all about? And it doesn't sound like they're just being altruists.
To take the Speaker Pro Tem McHenry and put him there for a little while. Here's the deal. The one thing that I do agree with Newt Gingrich on is that the speaker is going to have to be a speaker for months and months and months. We can't redo this again, you know, and have, you know, 8 of these or 22 of these blow up and want to, you know, throw the speaker out again. So whoever it is, they're going to have to come to an agreement that this person would be good, you know, through at least through the general election.
Well, exactly. This whole thing got discombobulated, and, you know, I understand the political motivations behind it, the timing and just, you know, the issue that you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. The world could, you know, our ally could be at war. We might need to, I don't know, help them, or we might have to declare war ourselves at some point. And not having an elected speaker seems to be pretty bad.
Well, look, the evil empire is at war with us, and we're not admitting it. A few people are, but for the most part, we're not admitting it. And, you know, to send a couple of carrier battle groups and a couple of, you know, interesting warships over to the Middle East is not what I would say a complete operation, not by a long stretch. You know, there's countless other things that we can be doing. So we need a house, and we need a house that functions, and we need to stop the spending on stupid stuff. We need to be clawing back as much money as we can be possibly clawing back. We need law and order. We need to close the border. You know, we need a new Obamacare system and throw out the one that we have. I mean, the education system is collapsed. So, I mean... Don't get me started. I mean, we don't have enough time for me.
Well, right. Well, but you're right. The spending, the border, all these things. And, you know, but Israel, I'm sure, has wargamed this stuff to the nth degree. You know, I'm sure they tiger teamed it or whatever, thinking, well, what happens? But do you think they were even thinking that this kind of massacre would happen on the scale that it did, with the alacrity that it did? Or do you think they were caught off guard completely, or they never conceived of something like this?
Well, the pressure that had been put on Netanyahu, or, I mean, you want to talk about a fractured Congress and a fractured government that we have, Israel's worse. And I would say that, you know, a lot of people necessarily want to blame Netanyahu for a failure here. I would argue that Netanyahu is not the one that's supposed to be running around, you know, chasing, you know, terror operatives in Syria and Iraq and Lebanon and Yemen and, you know, all these places. He's got the Mossad. He's got the IMI. I mean, he's got the same kind of agencies that we do that are supposed to be doing that work. Where the hell were they?
Right.
And the same thing with us. Whatever Israel is doing intelligence-wise is what we're doing. And we failed, too, because let's not forget that Israel was placed under CENTCOM under the Biden administration. So where was CENTCOM in all of this?
Good question.
Where was CIA in all of this?
Those are great questions, and I have a feeling eventually we may get to the bottom of them through inquiries or what have you. But Denise Simon, yeah. One can hope. But Denise Simon, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Take care.
All right, good morning.
Good morning. All right, folks, stay right there. There's more to come. Right back after this.
Third Watch. Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
(949) 822-7959. That is the call-in number. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. A great pleasure to be with you here on this Monday morning edition. Monday morning, bright and early, all across America. We are the place for news and politics, and we have so much more to tell you about and talk about this morning. We're glad that you're there, and we are going to be talking here in just a moment, of course, with our good friend and the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, is going to be with us here in just a moment. And I just want to remind you, if you'd like to send us a direct message, if you don't want to call in and be part of the program, you're welcome to send us a direct message. Simply head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com, click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. A lot more to go, of course, this morning. And the top of the hour, we'll be talking with Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com. And at the bottom of next hour, we'll be talking with Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback in the Sports Zone. And we're going to find out all about what's been happening, of course, in the world of sports this weekend. All right, without further ado, good morning, Chris Markowski.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Well, there is a lot happening. You know, just briefly, just to start things off, it looks like the United States wrapped up the fiscal year with, what, a $1.7 trillion deficit, up 23% from last go-around.
Well, I mean, that number is a number that it's actually an accounting gimmick. It's actually closer to $2 trillion, believe it or not. They because of how they're accounting for the whole student loan fiasco, it's wrong. It's actually much more than that. It's closer to $2 trillion.
Great. that's wonderful, isn't it?
I love bringing this wonderful news here on a Monday.
Well, that's right. Well, I'm glad you mentioned the student loan forgiveness thing, because that's right. You know, this is all part of it. In other words, somebody has to pay for it somewhere. It doesn't go poof into the ether, but it's a great political ploy.
I'm looking at all of these numbers as they come down the pike. I was just before coming, I'm talking about Europe and their deficits, which are, they're doing much, much better than we are. You go back to the European debt crisis back to 2010, they're doing a much better job of managing their finances than we are at this point in time. And, it's kind of sad. You know, we constantly hear this phrase all the time, both Democrats and Republicans, we can walk and chew gum at the same time. No, we can't. You know, it's not possible for us to walk and chew gum at the same time because we screw up one thing after another. Reading a story today talking about how half of the COVID aid, the unemployment aid, went to China and Russian bad guys. So, you know, there you go, folks. I mean, it's just more fraud, more waste. We don't really do much of anything well when it comes to government. And, you know, and we're told by, we can fund Ukraine. We can fund Israel. We can fund this, that, the next thing, send money here, there, and everywhere. We got, millions of people crossing the border. No, we can't walk and chew gum at the same time. We really can't do anything. We can't even get a Speaker of the House. This is how pathetic and sad we are at this point in time.
Well, I think you're right. You know, one of the things that we saw earlier, too, was that Amazon is now getting ready I don't want to say to terminate like, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger, but they're getting ready to fire workers who won't come back into the office at least 3 days a week. So this is a pretty significant development for a large, large, obviously behemoth company like this. But what is really going to happen across the board with this kind of thing, do you think, Chris? Are companies going to have to be accommodating, or is it just gone too far that nobody's in the office ever?
Yeah, Elon Musk got flack for talking about that at Tesla. And actually, the National Labor Relations Board wants to sue him because of that, which it doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. For crying out loud, he's a boss. If he wants people in the office, he wants people in the office. There's no doubt about it that, you know, certain jobs out there, you know, and part of the, you know, the creative process is getting people together. People don't want to be on Zoom. And I don't think it's, you know, productive for many different types of things. I mean, I can 3 days a week, it's not really asking that much, I don't think. I mean, for crying out loud, you know, 3 days a week, your boss is asking to come in. It used to be, you know, five. I remember back when I first started in business, you know, it was even longer than that. I mean, we were there, you know, at nights until, you know, 9, 10 o'clock at night, you know, working just to, you know, to prove ourselves. So, yeah, 3 days a week, it's kind of silly if you're going to complain about that.
Well, yeah, I think you're right. But where does the, I guess for lack of a better expression, where does the power lie? Do workers, the employees, just, you know, can they waltz over to somewhere else and get a job that much more easily? And so they can tell an employer to say, well, I don't like this requirement, so I'm just going somewhere else. Is that an easy or hard thing to do these days?
I think it's a little bit more difficult now than it used to be. I guess it depends upon, you know, how talented you are and your, you know, what your qualifications are. I think, it's happening, you know, right now. I mean, you know, certain Wall Street firms and, you know, certain positions, if they're forcing people back, people are saying, you know, forget it. I'll just go move to Florida and get work with a firm down there. If that's the case, that's fine. But, you know, I'm in that position. I run a financial company, but, you know, people want to do that and they don't want to listen to what I have to say. I could care less who they are. You know, I'll figure out a way to replace somebody. If you're not that committed to, you know, what we're doing here and not willing to do the things that we need you to do, that I deem we need you to do, you can leave. I could care less. I will find somebody else. I think it's still a little bit more difficult, quite frankly, on the more labor intensive jobs, when it comes to workers than it is, the white collar jobs. You're going to see a lot of middle management layoffs moving forward. We're already starting to see major companies and major layoffs in a myriad of different places there looking to cut costs. A lot of overhiring took place during COVID, and I think a lot of companies are trying to, you know, to quote Dewey Oxberg from Stripes, looking to be a lean, mean fighting machine again.
That's right. Yeah, I love Stripes, and I love Dewey Oxberg. I'm so glad you said that. Absolutely. Well, you know, Chris, there was an article I saw earlier today talking about a particular apartment building in San Francisco. It's dropped in value. Evidently, since 2018, it dropped almost 50%. It used to be worth $543 million. Now it's like $264 million or something like that, or $279 million. And all this has to do with the crime in the city and this general trend that we're seeing. You know, what's going to happen to real estate investors and even employers when they just have this other issue to deal with, which is, yeah, it's not safe to walk to work anymore?
Well, again, the writing was on the wall with this. Even back then, you know, I was discussing the real estate values, and many times, you know, they can be manipulated by brokers and pundits and whatnot, and you know, but floated to ridiculous levels. And I, you know, we can see that the work at home situation, even before COVID, was starting to happen to some degree. And, you know, obviously it went parabolic after that. But, you know, now you add the fact that, you know, you're not enforcing the law and people are worried about crime and whatnot. The dynamic most certainly has changed. I, for the life of me, you know, you couldn't add, eight figures onto my salary and get me to, live and work in San Francisco. There's no way. I mean, I'm not going to live in a place like that. There's no way. I can't see it. I can't be around it. It just, you know, it upsets me. It upsets me enough. I mean, when I have to go into the city, you know, now, you know, based upon where I live, and I have to see, you know, what it's become, in such a short period of time, it upsets me. I think that a lot of people, they don't want to see it. They don't want to be around it. And I don't know what's going to happen and how you go about bringing these cities back. Everybody keeps claiming that they're capable of doing it. We're nowhere near that, in regards to places like San Francisco. Not a chance. I don't see, you know, based upon what they're charging people and the taxes and whatnot, not to mention, you know, the crime and the filth. I don't know who in the right mind would move their family there.
Well, indeed. And it does begin to look kind of like a lost cause. And I'm with you. I used to love to go visit San Francisco. I've been there several times, and you ride the cable cars, or you get the Ghirardelli chocolate, or you get some sourdough bread bowl, you know, so forth, for the clam chowder. It's really, really sad.
I mean, last time I was in San Francisco, it was 2012, and, you know, during the day, it was great. I took my, you know, family there, and we, you know, did the tour stuff, went to Alcatraz, you know, but I remember going out at night, because I remember I had to go to a drugstore to get my wife, because she wasn't feeling well, something, and at night, I felt like I was walking around in The Walking Dead with the drug users walking around. I remember saying to myself in 2012, I said, boy, this would never happen in New York. You know, the police would not allow this there. Mm-hmm. But now, you know, they allow it to even happen. Now it's going on in New York. But now it's, you know, I've got, you know, friends that you know, and clients of mine that live and work in that area that say, Chris, you don't even understand.
Wow.
Yeah, it's out in the open all day long. Yeah, I mean, even Oakland is, forget about it. I mean, it's gotten really, really bad. And that's just depressing.
Well, Chris Markowski, watchdogonwallstreet.com. That's the website. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow, my friend. Take care.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too. We'll be right back.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.